2 weeks ago, the Wolf administration announced it would shut down the 136-year-old SCI Pittsburgh by the end of June. Secretary of Community and Economic Development Dennis Davin says his department will work with the region to redevelop the site. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, who says he thinks the state will turn over the property to the city and or county.
You and Mayor Peduto issued a joint statement at the time, the last part saying, quote, "We understand the decision. It's our hope that the property can be returned to the tax rolls and what could be a valuable property can be used for development or other opportunities in the city and county." So would you call this site prime acreage?
First of all, yes, we would. It's riverfront property and in a region that is growing. Not every region in this state is growing. So because of the growth I think that's happening here, we're going to see some good opportunities.
Community and Economic Development Secretary Dennis Davin said, quote, "It's likely to be repurposed quickly." That's a lot of acreage. There are buildings on it. Do you agree that it could be repurposed quickly?
We've already gotten some calls about people that are interested in it. How quickly you can remediate, I think it's about 24 acres of land that are there to take the building down, to remediate the ground. But I think what the secretary was indicating was because there is so much interest in this region right now and in Pittsburgh and in Allegheny County that there are a lot of companies that want to be here. You know, we've got the Ubers and the Amazons and the Facebooks and the Googles that are already here in a big way. And there's other robotics companies that want to be part of what's happening here. So because of the talent pool and because of the location, I think Secretary Davin is saying, you know, he's had interest in this region and this will continue.
You use the term, we've already had some calls. Now, do you expect the city and county to be very actively involved, or is it more the state going to keep you in the loop of here's what they're doing when it comes to the redevelopment of the site?
We all work together on this. So Mayor Peduto, who's very active in economic development in the region, and we've seen those benefits during his administration. Secretary Davin and Governor Wolf have been great partners. So I think we'll all be working together. Which is one of the things we do very well in this region. So I think everyone will not only be kept in the loop, but be part of the process of the best use for this property.
So would the state continue to own the property? Would they sell it to the city, county, the URA, the County Economic Development Department? Is that an option?
A lot of those details are to be worked out. My guess is the state would be turning it over to the city and county, a city or county, maybe the URA, or a county redevelopment authority, whatever really makes sense. We'll all sit down and figure that out.
We mentioned the acreage, but also there are several buildings on the property, the administrative building. The joint statement issued by you and the mayor said, "Use for development or other opportunities in the city and county." What might those other opportunities be?
Well, it could be a mixed use. It could be, you know, there could be some possible residential. There could be some office space. There could be some other uses, recreational as well. It's right on the trail that leads along the riverfront. We also know there's interest in the parcel a little bit west of the West End Bridge and the Cardello building, and there are developers that have some plans to develop that property. So I think as the riverfront coming from the casino, starting to head west towards the Ohio Valley, I think there's just a lot of interest, and we could see, again, we'll see what's the best use, but I don't want to rule anything out at this point.
Are you overall optimistic about the potential use of this? Because it's not often where you get a couple dozen acres and really prime real estate to sort of recreate.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you're starting to see some of our prime real estate, the Almano site, for example, over in Hazelwood. These opportunities, you're right, are limited and don't come across our desk every day. This is a unique opportunity for a very prime piece of real estate. And once these buildings are taken down and once this land is readied, made shovel ready, we'll see what's best used for the community.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Always good to be with you, and thanks.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.